It's a peer review of a different type and everyone's invited to contribute their thoughts. The wharf in Shanty Bay has served the community well for many years, but the time has come for the community to decide what to do with it as it's in need of some serious and expensive repairs. According to a report delivered to Oro Medan Township Council about 5 months ago, renewing the wharf, as well as repairing the stairs and open drainage channel, will cost the township about $600,000. Replacing it and repairing the stairs and open drainage channel will cost upward of $1 million. Township officials want to hear what residents want to do before they make any decision, so they've organized an information session on Thursday, July 18, from 5 to 7 p.m., at St. Thomas Anglican Church, which is located in Shanty Bay at 28 Church Street. Given that the continued use of the existing structure is acceptable in the interim until a more permanent solution is implemented, it is recommended that a community consultation process be undertaken in 2024 to review the options available and finalize a recommended approach. Roz Llewellyn, manager of community services for Oro Medan, wrote in her February 14 report to council about the township's wharf. In October 2021, Tatham Engineering completed a review on the Shanty Bay Wharf to determine its condition, as well as provide recommendations for repair, renewal, and associated timelines. The firm visually examined both wharf structures and reviewed the structural integrity of the elements above water within an arm's reach. The wharf in Shanty Bay will be the subject of a public meeting on Thursday, July 18 at St. Thomas Anglican Church in the Oro Medan Village. Wayne Doyle, Barry Today. Galkin Marine also conducted an investigative dive, which included both audio and video recording of the subsurface elements. In her report, Llewellyn advised Township Council that the engineering assessment has determined the structure is in poor condition and, due to the advanced concrete deterioration, as well as the condition of the underlying wood crib structure, any significant repairs to extend the useful life of the existing components would be cost prohibitive. She provided council with four options: renew, remove, decommission, alternative public use, or divest, reinvest. Renewal. As outlined in the engineering assessment, the structure could be encapsulated in perimeter sheet piling and stabilized by injecting voids with high slump grout. It is estimated this would cost $475,000. Additionally, the stairs and open drainage channel should be addressed at the same time and would cost $120,000 to complete. If this option was to be considered, a more detailed review should be undertaken, says the report. Replacement. Replacing the structure would require the removal and disposal of the existing structure and reconstruction of the pier. Similar to the renewal option, the stairs and open drainage channel should be addressed at the same time. The estimated cost would be $920,000 and would include removal, disposal, $200,000, stairs and drainage, $120,000, and reconstruction, $600,000. Decommission, alternative public use. This would involve removal and disposal of the existing structure, replacing the stairs and repurposing the use, which could include expanding the beach area or installation of a seasonal dock. This option would not be ideal or recommended given the characteristics of the site and the existence of the Shanty Bay boat launch, less than 100 meters from the wharf, according to the report. Divest, reinvest. Another option would be to consider selling the property and reinvesting the proceeds into further development of community spaces in Shanty, such as the advancement of redevelopment of Shanty Bay Park. It anticipated that the property could garner upwards of $800,000 and there would be no repair or renewal costs. At the February 14 council meeting, Coun. David Clark said it was vital to get residents' input on a decision that could see the township invest almost $1 million in a project that may not benefit everyone in Oro Medan. Clark questioned whether the community gets $1 million worth of benefit out of the wharf. I live there and I love it, but at the same time we need to look at it from a township perspective, he said. Those who live close to it and benefit from it need to have their voices understood. At the end of the day, as a community, we need to figure out what to do with it.